Mitzvah min ha-mubhar, the preferred mitzvah to use olive oil for Nerot Hanukkah. That's the Ramah says in Tapresh Ayin Gimel, because the mitzvah in the Beit HaMikdash was done with olive oil. Question is, if a person doesn't have olive oil, what's the next best? So the Ramah says that the custom by the Ashkenazim was to use wax candles, because the wax gives a nice flame. However, the Mishnah Berurah says oil comes before wax, which means any oil. That even if you don't have olive oil, it's preferred to use a different type of oil, since in the Beit HaMikdash the mitzvah was done with oil itself. Now, the halakha also says that one needs to light the menorah, preferable using a wick. However, although there's some mefarshim like the Steh Hamid that said you don't need a wick, even if a person would like to oil directly, so since the oil is flammable, it's lighting. But la halakha, Chamam Adiyah says preferably one should have a fuel plus a wick. This brings us to the big question: is it permissible to use for Nerot Hanukkah an electric light? Well, you could argue that the electricity is the fuel, and the filament in the light bulb is like the wick, and therefore you have both elements. The poskim are against it for different reasons. One of the reasons they say is, the Kafarim says that since the light is contained in a bulb, so the whole light is filled in the bulb, it's like a menorah, it's like a torch, which is not going to be good. Some say it has to be lit by humans, like in the Beit HaMikdash. Here it's lit by just automatically, by the electric. Others argue, Chaim Ben Zion, that since the electricity, the way it works is that there's an electrical current coming at every moment. When you're lighting, you don't have the shi'ud in one spot. It's like you're lighting with a drop of oil, and you're adding another drop of oil, and you're adding another drop of oil. You have to have all the half hour's worth in one spot. So the halakha, all the poskim are agreement on this. Chaim Avadya, Alav Shalom, Chaim Ben Zion, Alav Shalom Kafahayim, etc. That one is not yotze with an electric light for Nerot Hanukkah. Chaim Ben Zion Rav Azeh Hidush, that he says that if one lights a flashlight that's battery operated, it's okay. Why? Because the battery has the half hour of electricity already collected. And therefore, he says, you can even make a berakha, which is a big hiddush. That's what he says in all the Tzion HaChalik Dalim. So I take it on the eighth night, the person can take eight flashlights, line them up, and make a berakha, and be yotzeh. Hakam Abadiah questioned this again. He said you need wicks, you need oil or wax, whatever it may be. And therefore, Chaim Avadiyah said, you can do it, but b'di berakha. As a matter of fact, Chaim Avadiyah went so far to say that if you live with a flashlight, and then you came across regular candles or oil, you have to make a berakha, because that's the main berakha. Chaim Ben Zion has a couple of rabbis on his side, Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They also concurred, as Chaim Avadiyah brings in Hazor Avadiyah. But halakha lema'aseh, we're going to say sapek berachot la'akel. So if a person is in a pinch, for example, he's on a plane, he's on a train, and he cannot light the nerot, so let him turn on a battery-operated flash. Believe beracha, at least he'll do something. At least it counts as something according to the rules of poskim. The last question, which we always discuss, since the mitzvah is to light with olive oil in a wick, the question Chaim Ben Zion discusses is these wax-covered wicks. They put the wax on it so you can fill it, stick it through the hole of the cork, so it floats. So they make it a wax-covered wick. Problem is, they take these wax-covered wicks and they put it in oil, no problem. But when you're lighting the menorah, what happens? When you're lighting the wick, the first moment is being fueled by the wax that was on the wick. So the question might be considered, it's like you lit with wax, because the mitzvah is just that it lights for the first moment. So long as you have a half hour of oil in the beginning, you're okay. So therefore, maybe you're not doing the mitzvah in the proper way, because really you're supposed to light with oil. Here you're lighting with the wax. So Chametz Yon gives one idea, maybe to take the wax off. Then it gives another idea, maybe to dip the wick into oil. So then when you're lighting it, it's the oil that's lighting the wick. But then the Maaseh comes out that since immediately it's going to burn off and the main source is the oil, we look at it as if it's an oil-sustained wick, and therefore you don't have to be concerned with all these stringencies. One must be concerned, finally, that there's one stringency by the shamosh that we don't find by the other candles. Normally the shamosh is the extra candle. It's not even kadosh. But there's a stringency by the shamosh that does not apply to the other candles. The halakha says, on any night of Hanukkah, I'm allowed to use inferior wicks and inferior oil that might flicker and might not catch so good. Because during the week, even if it goes out, the halakha says, kapta en zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. So you don't have to be so careful that it's such a great wick or great oil that catches the light properly. And on Shabbat, maybe you're going to come and tell me I'm going to come to flicker it. You're not going to come to flicker it on Shabbat because it's a sudish tamish leorah. You're not allowed to benefit from the nerot anyway, so no one's going to come to even fool around with it. However, that's only on the nerot that you're not allowed to be mishtamish leorah. But since the shamosh, you're allowed to be mishtamish leorah. That's the whole purpose why you push the shamosh. So therefore, on a Friday night, one would have to be careful that he uses only superior wicks and superior oil that will keep the Shabbat sliding good. Because if the Shabbat starts to flicker, on Shabbat the guy might come to move it. And that's a problem. Because you're allowed to use the Shabbat. So that's a trivia question. Where is the regular Nerot of obligation? You can use inferior. On Friday night, the Shabbat itself, you have to use the superior because it goes after the reason.